on SEN. This is Afternoons with Jimmy Smith.
Well, it's going to be a game that history tells us is going to be watched by over a million people. It's quite incredible, isn't it? Now, State of Origin women's game. You'll hear it on 1170 SEN, so make sure you watch the pictures and listen via the radio. One of the stars for New South Wales who hasn't played for New South Wales since 2012 is Emma Tonegato. She's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Emma.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, really well. More to the point, how are you going? How's the camp been in getting ready for this big game tomorrow?
Yeah, camp's been so fun so far. You know, we came into Homebush last Friday and then we travelled down to Canberra on Monday. So it's been such a great week getting to know the girls and getting on the field together has been really fun.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a couple of your Dragons teammates there. But for you, having, I think, well, you're 17 years of age, and am I right in saying 58 kilos when you ran around for New South Wales the very first time nearly, it was a decade ago.
Yeah, oh, it's scary to think that. But yeah, it sounds about right. I was very, very tiny. I've put on about 10 kilos since then. So hopefully I'll be a little bit more powerful tomorrow night.
I'm sure you will. Hey, Emma, being drafted into this side, have you noticed since that time away, and obviously you've had incredible success with the Australian Women's Rugby Sevens team as an Olympic gold medalist, but coming back to rugby league and looking at the game and looking at the athletes that are playing it, are you blown away a little bit by the progress that rugby league has made?
Oh, 100%. It's been absolutely incredible, the growth of the game. Just even at club level, you know, seeing how much time everybody puts in and the standard of the girls, and then coming to Origin Camp, it's been a real step up from that. You know, every single person is just so onto their role, so professional, and it has really surprised me. And that's one of the great things about this week, you know, being surrounded by such quality, talented girls. And I think that's one of the things that I'm really excited for tomorrow night, is getting to play alongside those girls that, you know, we've been studying and bursting in NRLW, and now I get to be on their team. So yeah, it's really exciting.
All right, I'm going to ask you to name first among equals here. Who is the player that you look at and you're at training and you're thinking, wow, this is going to be amazing to play with them?
At the moment, there's so many. Probably Isabel Kelly. I think, you know, we burst them in the final. She's playing for Roosters, and she's such a strong player, you know, really kind of their best player, I feel, in my opinion, and such a game breaker for them. And, you know, now I get to play alongside her, so I'm really excited for that. And I'll be able to link up with her as she's playing in the centre. So that's, something I'm really keen for tomorrow night.
It must be really interesting from your point of view about the role of the fullback can be very different between sides. Is what Kylie Hilder is asking you to do similar to the way that you played at the Dragons? Is she asking more of you? Is there anything in particular that she wants to see her fullback do?
Oh, I can't give away all my
Yeah, fair enough.
But no, I think being around such talented girls, as I've mentioned, you know, they're going to be able to do a lot of that dirty work and get those big, strong Ks out of our hearts. So I think that actually might lighten my load, and then I'll just be able to, you know, hopefully finish it off and do some, you know, exciting things on the kick returns. So I think that's kind of where I'll be looking forward to putting my mark on the game.
Yeah, right. Interesting for you. You decided not to play in Harvey Norman New South Wales Women's Premiership, and it's been a time since the NRLW. Any concerns around your fitness, especially given the fact, Emma, that, you know, we know the requirements on fullbacks are probably the biggest loads in the team?
Yeah, look, I chose not to play Harvey Norman. I was just at that point in my life where that wasn't something that I wanted to do. You know, I'd just gotten out of that full-time program with the Sevens, and travelling up to Sydney and training, you know, 3-4 times a week and then playing every weekend was just not really on my radar. And Kylie knew that when she selected me. And, you know, I've been training hard. I love training by myself. So I've been doing my own thing down in Wollongong. And, yeah, I'm feeling really ready. And, you know, I have that adrenaline and all those kinds of things to get me through. So, yeah, really looking forward to the challenge.
Does it make you feel more ready, given the fact that, especially the combination that you might have with a half, that Rachel Pearson is in and playing her first Origin game? Quincy Dodd is going to be a key coming from the bench as well. And you, no doubt you've got a relationship with those girls and the way they play at the Dragons.
Yeah, exactly. I think there is a strong contingent of Dragon players, and I think that shows how strong, you know, the NRLW down is in Wollongong area. And, yeah, I think, you know, we've had a full week together now, so I feel well across how everybody plays and we're connecting up really nicely. So, yeah, I think it'll kind of hopefully all just come together tomorrow night.
Yeah, yeah. I should have mentioned Keely Davis too, out of dummy half as a Dragons player as well. Where does the danger lie for Queensland? And you could probably, you know, Tamika Upton, Ali Brigginshaw, I'm sure there's a couple others, but when you get your tip sheet from Kylie about the opposition, where do we start?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think with Ali, she's obviously the captain, you know, she's so experienced, so talented, and I think she'll be, you know, making all the calls and leading the girls around, and everything will kind of come from her. So I'm sure she'll be dangerous for sure. And then, as you mentioned, you know, Tamika, she'll be sniffing around. She's so good on the offloads and just kind of, you know, puts her head down and usually makes a break out of one of those, like, just learn to do the offloads or things like that. So yeah. I think that'll be the two that we'll be, yeah, keeping a close eye on for sure.
Yeah. Away from footy, Emma, how do you keep yourself busy? You mentioned the training that you've been doing. Anything from a work point of view, from a study point of view?
Yeah. Yeah, I graduated with a Bachelor of Occupational Therapy last year. So yeah. I've been working full-time as a paediatric occupational therapist. So, yeah, that's what I do on my time off. And, yeah, been loving that. Obviously, the juggle is a little bit tricky at the moment, but, yeah, really enjoying that. And I find it to be, you know, something to focus on other than footy.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Emma, are you aware of the impact? I've got an 8-year-old daughter. I nearly said seven. No, she's 8 now. I've got an 8-year-old daughter. And when she watches, she loves seeing the ribbons in the hair and the girls playing really, really strongly. And she says to me, Dad, I want to play. I want to be an NRLW player.
I love that.
And it's, are you aware of the impact that you have on not just young girls either, young people around the country who are watching you guys do things that, you know, it wasn't that long ago, Emma, that, well, they couldn't watch you, let alone do it.
Yeah. Well, exactly. You know, when I was little, there was definitely no one I was watching in the female space. I was watching, you know, the likes of Billy Slater and all those kinds of people. So I think it is really cool that those young girls and young boys kind of can see that there is a real progression and then there is opportunity for women to play NRL and, you know, with the expansion coming next year and things like that, it's just looking bigger and better. So it is really cool and, you know, it's awesome to see after the game there's lots of little girls coming up to us and,
yeah,
and, you know, taking photos and things like that. So that's really special.
Yeah, it's amazing. I hear from a little birdie that the boombox at the girls' training session is even louder than Jerome Luai's boombox at the New South Wales. Who's in charge of the boombox? What's been playing on that?
I think Hannah Southwell is actually the queen of the music at the moment.
Okay.
She's been playing some bangers and getting everybody up for the game. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing her game day playlist tomorrow.
Oh, we love that. Game day playlist. Yes, it is game day. GIO Stadium. It's the latest instalment of Women's State of Origin. Emma, you're an absolute star. Great to have you on the program. And we wish you all the very best for tomorrow night.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.